I'm going to call the Selectmen's Work Session Thursday, August 30th, 2018, at 2 p.m. to order. Do we salute the flag?
I don't know.
Do we salute the flag?
Can if we want.
Okay, let's do that.
Do anything we want.
Okay, I pledge.
The allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Somebody's walking up right now.
Yeah.
Yep, copies of the stuff I gave you?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to say something at the beginning of this meeting, and I want it noted. This is a public meeting. There will be no public input. These gentlemen can speak if they're asked a question or if they have something to add. From what I understand, the public was noticed. I don't believe anybody was called. The abutters weren't called, anything like that. Is that correct? Nobody was called? Specifically?
No.
Okay.
Property owner was called.
Mr. Polio was here.
Okay. So, we'll go from there.
I just want to say one thing.
Yeah.
I have a definite time limit.
I know you do.
So
this should.
I think 30 minutes.
Yeah, we've all reviewed this.
4 minutes, and yeah. That's it. Okay.
We've all reviewed the material, I believe, anyway, ahead of time.
Yep.
So we're here to decide on what to do. Are there any questions? I believe we have proof that there was a certified letter mailed 2 weeks ago on Monday, and there was another copy hand delivered for the cease and desist. Question.
I think Mr. Murray should explain the case that he is.
Has
orchestrated from when it began, and I think Mr. Murray should inform the board of
bring everybody up to speed.
What's transpired here.
Sure. You probably might already know, but this is about 62 Patton Hill Road, also known as the Hive. Property owners over there started out having parties in the backyard and whatnot, which we can all do, but from there it's escalated a lot. Now we've got ticket sales going on, camping sites, 12, 14 bands carrying on into the morning hours. I started getting complaints from abutters and neighbors and people down the street and whatnot. And had to investigate it. There's a website out there, The Hive in Candia. Pretty much spells it out what they do. It's a music festival that they have every like twice a month. Arts and crafts and things like that for the kids during the day, and then it probably gets to be more an adult thing at night, runs late into the night, so I don't imagine the kiddies are out there. But at that point, you know, where the ticket sales are going on and campsites and everything, now we're running a business in a residential district. So at that point, I had to put together the cease and desist, mailed it out on the 20th, and I still don't think the property owners received that by mail. We can thank the U.S. Postal Service for that. So I hand-delivered one to them on Monday. The problem right now, the biggest problem, I don't see it as a big problem, but it is kind of a problem. He already has a pretty good-sized festival organized for this weekend. There's no way he's going to have time to pull the plug on that. He's got hundreds of guests, a dozen bands. Like I said, it's a music festival. He has another one scheduled for September 21st. Supposedly the last one of the year. He's got sufficient time there to cancel that one if that's what we really want to do. This one here is going to happen. There's no way we can stop that, and I'm all right with that. It's a music festival. It's not life and death. It's just a little noise. People are not happy about that, and the fact that he's running a business in the residential, so that's why he's being called in now, and we're going to have to deal with that as it comes. I don't want to use the word suggest, but I'm going to. I suggest that we just let this happen this weekend. There's really no stopping it. There's no big repercussions. It's not life or death. And he's going to have to come to the board and eventually the ZBA, but we definitely want to be canceling the next act on September 21st. That's where I'm at right now.
Russ? How many days is this bid going to be running this weekend?
I think they set up Friday night, so Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday.
not into Monday.
It's Thursday.
They start piling in on Thursday, is it?
That's what it says, Thursday night.
Probably setting up camping and whatnot.
No, music, it says. I'm not sure if that's accurate or not, but that's what it says.
Yeah, because they're running past the weekend.
So what do they do for water and lavatory facilities?
Lavatory facilities, they have 10 porta potties set up on site for all these festivities. Every time they do it, they bring in fresh ones. Water, it's just from the building itself on site.
Now, I'm looking here, they just was printed on July 3rd, they had 4,250 guests.
Yeah, that don't happen. I don't know where they...
Well, that's...
Well, I see the numbers, but I know...
Well, if that's what they're advertising, past events, that's their... From what it looks like is what they're claiming they have. So, I mean, we're not talking some small groups at this point.
I don't know where the numbers come from. I know the PD's been watching them. You know, the last couple of parties, you know, keeping an eye on the place when things are going on, and the capacity was nowhere near that. No.
And to be honest, when I last looked at it, it was 321 a going, 700 are interested. Yeah. That's what I saw.
No,
so
this is July 3rd.
That might be followers. I'm not sure if they attended.
Well, okay, I don't know. This is what I see.
Could be 4,000 interested, but
right. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Actual turnout. I'm sure. You know, mid-hundreds, 400 or 500 people, probably.
Yeah.
Hey, when I started on this board in 2014, Carlton laid out, as our chairman, he laid out a pretty good goal for us. Stay out of the news. That advice was good then, and it's good now. If we go out there and try to prevent that concert this weekend, this town's going to be in the news. You're going to have 300 or 400 people who can't get in.
I agree.
You're going to have to post Scott Gallagher and shoot them down there and keep them out. That's not going to go down well.
Be large magnitude. Yeah.
And you're going to have a bunch of angry people there. They're not going to take that.
What do we gain from that? There's no gain.
You can't gain from it. Some of these zoning cases take a little longer than 10 days to incubate. He got the cease and desist order. Well, we've mailed it 10 days ago. This is the 30th of August today.
Right.
That isn't much time to cure this.
Not for something of that magnitude. It's been in the works for a year. He's been planning these events. Right. So.
But I'm going to vote. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You got Mr. Polio here.
No discussion from the public. That was clear.
All right. Well, if we had a commitment, I'm not asking this question. If we had a commitment from him that concert in September would be canceled, and we would see evidence of that on the internet, and I think we could all be satisfied. But to stand in front of this freight train that's coming at us Friday afternoon, it's not advisable.
People have to understand. You know, it takes me a while to pull all this information together, too. I can't just run willy-nilly before I...
In all honesty, I made the mistake. I went through the liaison for the code enforcement. That was my mistake. I should have gone directly to you.
Yeah, either way.
This did not start yesterday.
When did it start?
You're the liaison.
It's the first we've ever...
We went out the 20th, the letter.
The people have not been complaining yesterday. They did not start complaining yesterday or a week ago or even when we did the cease and desist. My position... Right. Is that I represent all the people in the town of Candia. Okay, the people who have complained, the people who have... Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I know when I took action, it was August 16th when I finally put something in writing to you.
Okay.
Do something about this. This was a while ago. Mm-hmm. It wasn't addressed. I had to follow up again. Because somebody else had complained about it. I do not in any way, shape, or form know the owner of the property, don't have anything against him or her, or what, even what's going on. But I represent all the residents in Candia.
We all
do. Okay, so I think you have to keep in mind what you've had for information. My recommendation, I'll try to get this into a motion, is to simply refer the matter to the town attorney for enforcement. That's all it has to be done.
Now, I've spoken to the town attorney about that. He gave me a checklist of information we need and a time.
It's been
And so I had the land use office send that information out. But in order to, are you talking about getting an injunction to prevent
this? I'm not talking about anything. I'm not a lawyer. We have a town lawyer. This is what I'm recommending to, and we can cut this meeting short right now. Simply decide to refer the matter to the town attorney for enforcement. He decides what to do, or she decides, whoever's on it. That can be our motion. We've satisfied all the residents who are complaining. We've done our due diligence. It's in his hands.
Can we just back up a minute? You said you referred this matter to the land use office on August 16th.
To you.
To me. That's a Thursday.
August 17th.
On August, okay, that's a Friday. The cease and desist order went out the following Monday. You really can't do it much faster than that. Now, I don't know if Dave's in the office in the afternoon. So he, immediately upon getting that information from me, Dave sent out that cease and desist order.
I'm not blaming Dave for anything.
So,
well, I want to ad lib to that.
I don't think blaming is good. Right. What do we want to do? That's what we should be
I just
want to
clarify. I've actually been working on this quite a while before you two are even interacting.
Okay. Exactly.
I mean, I've been talking to the PD about this. It takes a while to compile all this information here to be accurate.
Right.
Before I order a cease and desist. I've been there before.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that just willy-nilly.
Agreed.
So, you know, for Bart to take this now would require him to do a lot of work that Dave is also supposed to be doing now. Okay, we're going to get this into the district court.
My motion, well, if I choose to make this motion, it will simply say refer the matter to the town attorney for enforcement. I'm not going to tell him how to do his job, when to do his job. That would be what it would say. Simply that. I'd feel good representing the whole town of Candia. I think it would be fair to the property owner because, again, from what I've seen, and I may be incorrect, but from what I've seen, since the property owner has gotten the cease and desist in his hand, they've added things. So it's not that...
You mean
you can go on the web as quickly as I can.
I mean, if they continue to sell tickets, I assume that's what they're doing.
Would you?
Well, I mean, I don't know whether you can stop that. I don't know how that whole thing works. When you have a third party that sells your tickets for you, and they take a commission, and they give you the money. I don't understand how that stuff works. So I don't even know how reliable that information is.
Sue, just trying to serve the community as best I can, like you're saying, the whole community. What I'm hearing from Dave and from Boyd is that in their estimation, his land use and his liaison, they're saying the best thing right now for our community, because the liability is very low, the risk is low, but the danger if we do something is high. I'm hearing Boyd, he's like kind of the guy in the insurance department, risk assessment. I mean, he's saying let's not do it, Dave's saying let's not do it. I understand what you're saying, is that we have to be, we can't allow people not to comply with things. I think that's understood. Like, we're looking at that fourth, all that, you know. But I also, I'd love to know what Carlton has to say about this, you know.
I'm gonna stick with that gut decision here, being very vague. I think that's the route we need to take.
Heed
to the cease and desist. I think the cease and desist met should have had maybe a stipulation in it that if this continues, it'd be some type of fine, which it's not there, which an attorney would have to write into a cease and desist that they were doing that. I think the point has been taken by everyone that the activities at the so-called hives have to come to an end. I think that's very clear within the community and the people involved, I think. And if Dave Kelly made a decision that 300 or 400 people are going to gather down to Patton Hill Road once again for one more weekend, I don't see a problem with that. I think if I wanted to have 300 or 400 people at my house up on High Street, whether I charged them or I didn't charge them, I'd say, I'm going to have them. And until someone tells me I can't, enforceably, and that's how I'm going to do that. We all sit here and all think that we should be able to do what we want with our own hands. And when zoning
comes into effect for people, it's serious. It affects their lives, it affects how they think, which we all think a little bit different at times about things. But we all say we all want to do what we want to do, what we want to do with our own property. But sometimes we can't. And sometimes it's a hard lesson to learn that. I've had that experience myself. And we're experiencing that with numerous things in our community right now, not just this. And it's tough for people. So that's Dave made his recommendation. I don't see anything too out of the ordinary here, but bunch of people are going to go down there.
I think we've got a pretty good handle on it.
I don't think referring it to the town attorney for enforcement means that is necessarily going to go with, right. No, I don't think it necessarily means that. I don't believe so.
I think he's going to be compliant on his own, on his own after this one. I mean, he's just stuck after this.
I don't think we've got it. I don't think he needs to spend much more money on the attorney, but I looked at the emails and the conversations back and forth to our attorney, and the amount of time spent, if it doesn't work out, if he doesn't take down his posting for the next festival, and come Monday morning or whenever the holiday ends, and it's not off the website, then we will address how to pursue that and institute some type of fine system. If it happens again, there's going to be consequences. And other than that, you can't send down the national guy. It's not a good move.
I don't think anybody wants that, but I'm not explaining very well.
I think Mr. Polio, having heard all this, is should be convinced by now that that concert is going to occur in September at his peril. If that thing doesn't come off the website this weekend to show it's been canceled, then I think we do start enforcing this immediately.
I don't think you understand. The property owner has been given a cease and desist. And again, I do want to add something right now. The abutters and the neighbors were not called about this meeting. I believe you instructed a secretary to call the homeowner about this meeting.
Yeah.
No. Did you instruct the secretary to specifically call the homeowner?
Mr. Boyer.
Yes.
I did.
Did you instruct her to call all the abutters? Or well, people who had complaints?
Mr. Polio is a party with this whole thing. And I thought it would have been important to hear what his position is with respect to the September conference or concert, and I still feel it's important.
Not at this meeting. You knew there was no public input, boy.
Well, I didn't know there would be no public input with the principal in this whole thing.
He's not given any.
We take
the point. That's not the point.
He's the one with the cease and desist. I'm sorry.
I mean, he's a principal in this thing. He ought to be at this table speaking on his behalf.
Not at this meeting.
He'll
have an opportunity because there will be a hearing where other people will be notified. That's not what happened
getting,
there was very
getting
bad
off of,
door.
Yeah, getting off.
And again, let's go back to our whole civil.
Right. He's been issued a cease and desist.
Let's everybody. He's cordial,
right.
You know what I mean?
He's been given a cease and desist.
You haven't had your 5 minutes yet. It's 20 past.
Go ahead.
This situation of, I'm going to side with Boyd and Dave. We're going to create a bee's nest that
no pun intended.
I didn't want to that gets in the newspaper and what have you.
Absolutely.
And it's I could go to the neighbors and say this had been planned. There will be no more functions like this unless the town gives them, goes through all the paraphernalia that needs to make it legal.
Right.
So, get it done. And it's grown out of hand and it's got to stop as far as my feeling.
That's exactly right. I'm sure that Mr. Pugliese is going to want to continue with these festivities later on after we get through this. You know, come to the ZBA, apply for zoning variances and whatnot.
So knowing that he has a cease and desist, that he's not obeying, okay, what do you want to do about referring it to the town attorney to get back?
The other thing is, I think consensus, my feeling
doesn't have to be today, we can wait till Monday.
My feeling is, I'd like us to agree that nothing after this weekend can be held there, and we would then let the attorney know what our opinion was, that he's aware of it, and then if he has to be called in at a later time, he's got this facts and information at that point. I mean, he's, you know, that he's notified. I had talked to, tell some people that, got this situation, and they said, basically what you said, there'll be people up in arms. They're going to be coming down the road. There's no way you're stopping them. They're going to be coming down the road. So please,
we don't want that.
What makes you think that the attorney would enforce this tomorrow or prior?
He wouldn't.
Right. So why can't we turn it to the attorney for enforcement?
I don't see the need.
I think what this, I think what everybody's saying is that if we give him a chance to comply, we just lay low for a little bit, let him comply, take off the website. Our lowest cost to the town, we still feel confident. It seems like everybody feels confident that we're going to come to a peaceful resolution, but we're ready to escalate if things start to break down. So he's going to be monitored. Dave's going to be in contact, and Boyd's going to, they're going to monitor this closely. And yeah.
Oh, you can make a motion because I got to get out of here too.
I don't think this. We don't have.
Oh no, we have to act on this.
We do.
We have issued a cease and desist, and it hasn't been acted on. It's been.
So we have.
So
to
you
take
have
formal
you
action.
Guys, because I will tell you, and then we'll have the public hearing where everybody can come in and tell you what they think.
So is this public or not? I thought
this is a public hearing.
But it wasn't.
No, it's not a public hearing. It's a public meeting with no public input.
It's a work session.
It's a work session.
It's just a work session.
With no public input.
And no notice.
Oh, no. It had proper notice.
I'm sorry, I didn't email you, but that was through the email yesterday.
Yeah.
You didn't get the official.
It was properly noticed. No one was called specifically for it, but I guess the gentleman.
I don't believe there's any voting to take place at a work session. I don't believe there's
any what?
Voting to take place, any motions and any votes being taken.
It's a public.
Well, you can think however you want.
I'm going by legal.
I don't think there's any need to vote on anything here. Dave Murray had made a decision. He made a commitment with the gentleman of what was going to transpire. Mm-hmm. And
we can make a motion out of that.
What?
Yeah.
What
do nothing. You can say.
We can say that we sat here and basically we heard what Dave had to say. We heard what Boyd had to say. And the rest of the board is basically in agreement with the policies that they've taken.
Yeah, make a motion.
And if you want to say that we've implicitly had an oral agreement with Mr. Pouliot that we probably should enforce, that we've made an agreement that he's going to have this one, if we want to make that motion, and I'm like, that's basically what happened. It's fine.
So your motion is to
do
nothing?
My motion is that we, everything that Dave has kind of said what happened, Boyd's point of view, we all kind of are in agreement, and we're saying as far as you brought up about the attorneys, it's like we're going to wait, we're going to give chance for compliance, and we're confident he'll comply.
Well, basically making it simple, the cease and desist order will go in effect Monday morning.
No, it's already in effect.
Well, it's in effect.
It's
in effect.
We proceed as previously planned. And we allowed the concert to occur this weekend, and with the stipulation, it's not going to be one in September. If we don't see any evidence on the website that the September conference has been, concert's been canceled, We refer the case to Bart for enforcement.
Perfect. Right.
All right.
Perfect.
Did you get?
I'm recording it. Yeah.
And now you said specifically concert, but all the other activities can place. No other activities at all.
No festivities.
If he's in violation of any element of the zoning ordinance from here on.
Yeah, you better be specific here.
No, but he could have beehive instruction there. You know, he could do that, but
no.
Can he?
I mean, you have the agriculture statute, right?
No further violations of our local ordinances.
All right, I like that. He just said no further violations of local ordinances.
Perfect.
Right, that also includes the health and sanitation.
Could I ask one quick question on that? For say you have 300 people, is there like one porta potty for every 50? Do you know
there
what
is,
the...
There is, and I'd love to recite you that number, but I know 10 covers it.
Unless 10 covers
if you had 4,000 people, no.
Okay,
but if we're talking 300 to 500, 10 is good, very
sufficient. And then as far as the water system and all that, it doesn't have to be inspected, or food vendors
that's
don't have to be
not
inspected.
Not an issue as far as water goes for that.
And
water
food.
Supply, you're talking? No.
Any food or any of that doesn't
well,
need
food.
To be inspected?
Well, food. He's got a vendor down there, and I wonder if he's licensed, and it goes on from there, you know?
I just want
well, no, no,
that
no,
noted.
Did we check the licenses of the people selling food?
We have not.
At the old home day?
No, we did not.
That's just,
yeah.
You know, if we're going to, we can't.
Oh, yeah, it's
got to
be everywhere, yeah.
And just one quick thing before we vote on these cease and desists. I think if anybody talks to their department heads or something, they think, or the department head, such as Dave, thinks he needs a cease and desist, I think that ought to be known amongst the board before the cease and desist leaves the office to go to the person receiving it.
That's easy enough.
Because sometimes there may be a different view of how to approach something. And because I'm all set with staying out of the news. I like it that way, the way we operate here in Canada. We're not in the news much. And the way we've been going here the last couple, 3 weeks, we're going to get in the news.
Because we had a cease and desist that we enforced.
There's a lot of stuff going on. And people...
You have to be fair, I think. If you're going to enforce it, you enforce it. But here we go. So you got the, can you read that back briefly?
Oh, Boyd said,
he worded it.
And I have the no further violation of the ordinance.
Right.
Right,
no
so.
Further.
And he'll have it this weekend.
Ordinances.
No further.
Right.
Yeah.
Does
I'll
he need a copy of the ordinances, all the ordinances? Or no, he's on the planning board, so he probably should know. Okay, so all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Question.
Oh.
Just listen, and you know, the board has said we're going to allow them to do this. Mm-hmm. Which board member wants their name on the website so the irate citizens can call their number at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning when the music's loud? I just want to know which one of the selectmen wants
Because
you're allowing it. I'm just outside looking in.
Wait till the hearing.
We'll be hearing.
Yeah.
Not just one, but
right.
Finally.
Because it doesn't look good, I think,
they
for
should
the
call
selectmen
me.
To say it's okay for this one.
We didn't say it was okay. We backed up Mr. Murray.
No.
They should call me.
I think Scott said the selectmen allowing this to happen this time.
I am
right?
not allowing this
basically.
To happen.
Well, basically, we've heard from Dave Land Use. He's saying he has, so as a board member, and we're trying to do the best thing for the community, we've got two people saying that if we do it, there's going to be consequences that they don't really want to deal with. So I have to respect Dave, I have to respect board, I have to respect that position, even though everybody knows we've said the statement, this can't go on anymore. But because of the cost benefit, we're basically, I'm hearing from almost everybody on this board, not you, and Sue, and that's fine. Everybody, we can stay civil, everybody's got their point, their opinion. But, that's fine. There is a risk, and you're right. I know what you're saying. We have to, almost like a police department, you've got to enforce things. You have to be rigorous. I understand.
Fair.
But we're also, but if Dave and Boyd were sitting here as liaison, and Dave was saying, hey, wait a minute. Hey guys, I need you to vote today, shut it down. I'm like, you know, but I have to respect Boyd on liaison and what he does and Carlton's point of view and everybody's point of view, and that's my point of view. So, I mean, I think we're doing the best thing we can for the community. And Sue, I think you bring something up, you're saying, look, we're not gonna allow things, we're gonna stay vigilant is the word, on compliance.
Well,
I
think fair
that,
is my thing because we enforced one, but we're not enforcing another.
Sure.
I do stand up for the other people who aren't here. They will have an opportunity to voice it.
Right.
But they're not here today to talk with you. They're not here to look at you and say, look, at this is what happened on my property. This is what happened. Use it to they're not here to face you. They will be because we will bring this up at a public meeting where there's public input. And then you guys can defend your actions. I'll defend mine.
Yeah.
And again, I don't know the gentleman, have nothing one way or the other against him. I just know that we just enforced a cease and desist, and a guy lost thousands of dollars, and we're not enforcing this one.
So you say shut it down. You say
no,
shut it down.
I say give it to legal. Give it. I told you exactly
what
it's called.
Well, basically saying it will go to legal. So you're saying you're not in favor of shutting it down either.
No. I don't care one way or the other. I am in favor to refer the matter to the town attorney for enforcement, and I believe that would include fines.
Yeah.
That would include attorney fees and injunctive relief. So in other words, such as with a child that you might have, there's a consequence for receiving this in your hand and continuing the behavior and adding to it, you know, since you've received it. So the only way we can do it doesn't mean it's going to get done today or tomorrow.
Right, okay.
There's no timeline, I think, is to do this, and I doubt if it would get done till Tuesday. There would be a consequence, probably financial, and that might.
Yeah.
And to me, that's fair, but...
I think we all agree with that.
But we voted...
We want to add, make an amendment?
Is it eight?
Hold on a minute here. We've already had a vote, a motion, a second, a vote, and an adjournment.
No, we didn't. Who adjourned?
I moved for adjournment.
Oh, I didn't hear a second.
No, Levine was...
I was probably thinking.
Yeah, I didn't hear a second.
I'm pretty sure we adjourned.
Do you have a second? I mean, not a second,
a question. I just wanted to make a comment, since the owner's here, that if we have not received any noise complaints with the police department, I expect we probably will if it keeps up. And then what we do is we use a state law, disorderly conduct, and we go down and talk to the property owner, regardless if someone's having a wedding on their property, someone has a stereo cranked up, and we don't go down there like the Gestapo, and we talk to the owner, who's in charge, and just say, hey, you got to tone it down. And I know it can be difficult with bands, but they would have to tone it down if the police department received any complaints on it. We do that with anybody, so we're not singling out anybody, but I'm glad that the property owner is here, and that's what we would do, and hopefully they would abide by it, say, hey, we're getting some complaints, you need to tone it down. And if it keeps going, we go back, then it could escalate, and then there may be a crime.
Have you had complaints?
I've had no complaints of noise complaints. We've had
from the hive?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. No official complaints to the police department.
No complaints to the police department about the hive.
I just thought it was a good time to talk about it, since like 11 bands or whatever, which I didn't realize.
So who's been complaining? I see a lot of this has been blacked out.
That's not for me.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
That's from all over. I will tell you, there's a big fear of retribution, not necessarily even from the property owner. I don't know from who, and they should be... I think
people like to remain anonymous.
They should, right, and they have a right. They have a legal right to.
But at that point, if there's a noise complaint, it should be referred to the police department so they can handle it.
Oh yeah.
If they call me, I'm going to tell them report it to the police department because they can handle this. That's, you know.
Has the person who's been calling you with
a the lady.
The lady, has she ever identified herself? Some person.
She doesn't want to because she's afraid, boy.
But afraid of the.
Not necessarily.
Well,
it doesn't matter. She has a right to do it.
I gotta go.
Do you want to add this? I mean, can we take another motion and at least to refer this?
We already discussed that.
Can we amend it? Well, amend it. No, through the specific language, can we restate, come up with a new motion? Everything previously said plus what Stu would like to add. Because I think we're all in agreement here. We're all kind of in.
I think my motion indicated that if there's no evidence that September conference. Concert coming off the website next week, then we refer this to Bart for enforcement.
Right.
I put that in there.
That's the plan.
I didn't hear that part, but I guess so. This
it would be the next step, anyhow, if we find that
there.
It is not.
All right, so no consequence for the cease and desist
at that time.
Okay. I just want to clarify what you keep speaking of, Susan, that we're going to have a public input about this to the select board. This gentleman, I think, has to go. The next step for him would be to go to the ZBA. I think. I don't believe this should never come back to the select board.
Correct.
I think what Sue was saying is there'll be neighbors that might come to the board.
But there's not.
Because they want to express their, that's all I'm saying.
I'm looking at these complaints that have been given to us in our packet, and all I'm doing is I'm hearing, starting tonight, I'm hearing that they're looking and this festival is still going on. They have written complaints, they have oral complaints, and tonight it's still going on.
But then, the good thing,
so what do you recommend that we do so that it doesn't go on? What
No, I don't mind it going on. Okay. I want the attorney to handle it. I don't want to handle it.
Russ wants to wait.
Russ, thank you very much.
We have to
We can adjourn. Well, no, we can't adjourn. He can leave, and we still have a quorum, but he can leave. Thank you very much, Ross.
Any residents that call, please refer them to me, because I'm sure I can explain this very well to them, and they'll be satisfied.
One point I would like to make is I have talked to some of the residents that are around there, not all of them, but some of them. And the indication is that Josh goes around, and he's like, you know, he goes around and lets them know what's going on, and if I know it may bother you, so I'm willing to put you up somewhere. Not that people should have to go live somewhere if they can't stand, you know, what's going on, but I think the people are, at this point, pretty well notified. There may be one night where they don't get to sleep that day, peaceful enjoyment, the right to peaceful and quiet enjoyment. Somebody has the right at 2 o'clock in the morning to be able to sleep.
Right. Absolutely.
So midnight sounds reasonable to me, but maybe not.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
But, and I hopefully everything goes off with the audience, and if something terrible happens, you're going to be like, I told you guys. Like,
well,
you know,
no, I'm not going to be.
But, no, but hopefully it just, it, you know, it, and Monday we start anew, you know? And I had a 2:20 appointment.
Tuesday.
I got to go as well. Do we want to adjourn?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll take a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
Second. All of those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, everyone.